之一服务员岳林，听亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2020年7月1日，星期三。我们再次荣幸的邀请到我来的陈安法布为我们继续讲解《永恒的垂天念经》。Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Hare Krishna。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jayanityananda。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jayanityananda。
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jayanityananda。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jayanityananda。
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya。Chaitanya Jayananda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jayananda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 22, The Process of Devotional Service.
今天我们继续阅读《永恒的垂天念经》Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 中篇逍遥的第22章，分爱服务的程序。
Broadcasting this morning from Sri Ramayapur.
今天清晨是在 Sri Ramayapur 向大家直播。
It's 4:30 in the morning and it's already daylight.
现在是早上四点半，现在已经看到天已经亮了。
These are the longest days of the year.
这也是一年当中日照时间最长的时候。
So very early in the morning, we can already see the dome of the TOBP temple.
那在这个清晨的这个晨曦当中，我们已经可以看到 TOBP 大庙的穹顶。
And we have been blessed with a lot of rain, which means very cool weather.
最近一段时间雨水也非常的多，就如同是祝福一样。所以说呢，每天的天气都比较的凉爽。
And the Mayapur community is gradually coming out of the lockdown.
那现在呢，这个 Mayapur 的整个的这个社区也逐渐的解禁了。
Last week, the devotees celebrated Ratha Yatra.
上周呢，奉献者们。一起庆祝了 Ratha Yatra.
And this was followed by 1 week of festival, which means Kirtan all day.
那这个就是一个弹车节的这个节日。接下来就是一个星期的庆祝。所以说呢，每一天都有很多的 Kirtan.
And Kirtan in India or in the Holy Dham always goes side by side with distribution of prasadam.
那在这个印度呢，特别是在这个圣地，这个 Kirtan 一般来说总是伴随着大量的 Prasadam 的派发。
Prabhupada says this is proper culture.
Prabhupada 他说呢，这就是非常正确的一种文化。
Prabhupada explained that no function should take place without distribution of Prasadam.
Prabhupada 他说所有的这些活动呢都应当要有 Prasadam 的派发。
So this is something the devotee should learn how to do.
所以呢这也是奉献者应当学会的。
Also yesterday we attended a very amazing event.
另外呢昨天我们也参加了一个非常隆重的典礼。
Which was the graduation of 4 boys from the Gurukul.
就是 Gurukul 的四个男孩的毕业典礼。
But I will talk more about it during the class.
但是呢，我等到等一会儿讲课的这个过程中，我可以再进一步的说一下这个临时学校的毕业典礼。
So the Mayapur community here is very, very alive.
所以呢，在这里呢 ，Mayapur 的整个社团都充满了勃勃的生机。
And especially at this time, everybody has been.And not just in Mayapur, but all over the world, devotees have been very intensely engaged in praying for the protection of His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami, who is in intensive care in America, being affected by the virus.
那这一段时间呢，因为我们知道就是圣巴 Teacher Ruth Lani, 她在美国染上了新冠病毒，而且是在这个重症监护室，所以每天呢，奉献者们都投入大量的这个 kirtan， 大量的这个祈祷。
Bhakti Chiruswami is a very dear Vaishnava for the entire community of devotees around the world.
那对于整全世界的 Vaishnava 奉献者的团社团而言呢 ，Bhakti Chiruswami 都是大家非常爱戴的一个人物。
Very close disciple to Srila Prabhupada.
而且他也是 Srila Prabhupada 身边非常亲密的门徒。
And he's an elderly man now, so it's not easy to recover from the virus.
他现在已经年事已高，所以对他来说，要从这个新冠病毒的这个疾病当中恢复呢，可能会比较的费力。
So please spend some time in a prayer mood.And beg Lord Krishna to keep Bhakti Charu Swami with us for many more years.
所以呢，希望大家也用些时间来为 Bhakti Charu Swami 来祈祷，希望这个 Krishna 能够允许他能够跟我们待更多更多的时日。
So all these events that we are experiencing and going through.
所以呢，我们现在就是在这里。也经历了所有的这些不同的事情。
They are meant to soften the heart.
所有的这一系列的这些事情的发生，也是为了让我们的心变得更加的柔软。
In times of difficulties, this is when relationship between devotees should improve.
奉献者和奉献者的之间的这种关系，尤其是在困难来临的时候。才应当更加的加强。
This is not the time for confrontations and arguments and being opposed to different ideas. This is a time where devotees should come together and stick together.
所以呢，特别是在困境中的时候，奉献者之间更不应该陷入到这种纷争啊对立啊、意见的分歧当中。尤其是在这种时候，奉献者。更应当是万众一心，紧紧地团结在一起。
But by principle, we shouldn't wait for times of challenges. Devotees should always stick together, and devotees should always work hard to develop all the good qualities that we've discussed last week.
但是我们也不要只是说等待挑战来临的时候，才想着怎么样的更好的自我培养，然后奉献者呢要更加的。团结凝聚，我们不能等到那个时候。我们平常呢，就应当要着力于去培养自己的种种好的品质，就像我们上一节课所讲到的这26项奉献者的美好的品质。那么，然后呢，我们的奉献者之间呢，这种关系也要变得非常的好，非常的凝聚。
We discussed briefly the 26 qualities of a devotee.
上周我们非常简短地介绍了一下奉献者的26项品质。
Prabhupada explains that it's not possible for a single devotee to have all these qualities.
那Srila Prabhupada他说呢，一个奉献者如果说让他去培养所有的26项品质的话，那是非常不容易的。
But there are some fundamental qualities that everyone should have.
但是在这里有一些最主要的一些品质，应当是每个人身上都具备的。
Such as being merciful.
比如说呢，这个仁慈。
Humble, truthful.
比如说呢，就是非常的谦卑。
Clean.
真诚，还有洁净这些。
To be surrendered to Krishna.
然后呢，还有呢，就是经常的有 Krishna 围绕在身边。
To give up.
对不起，说错了，就是向 Krishna 皈依。
To give up lust, anger, and greed.
然后呢，就是要抛弃这种诸如色欲啊、愤怒啊、贪婪这样的坏品质。
To be respectful, to be compassionate.
相互非常的尊重啊，然后充满着仁爱之心。
To be friendly.
非常的友善。
So these qualities, everybody should cultivate.
就是这些都是我们每一个人都应当去培养的一些品格。
Now.Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continues describing the qualities of a devotee by quoting a very famous verse from the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
那接下来呢，齐三年马哈跑步乘胜简博加瓦的第三天当中引用了一个非常著名的诗节来进一步的阐释奉献者的美好品质。
Where we learn how to distinguish between material attachment and spiritual attachment.
在这里我们就懂得了怎么样去分辨物质的依附和灵性的依附。
And both bring a completely different result.
那么这两者呢所带来的结果是截然不同的。
So there is a way that materialistic minded people measure success, and there is a way that the devotee measures success.
物质主义者呢他们对于这个成功有他们的衡量的方法，而奉献者也有自己的对成功的定义。
So,For materialistic minded people, success is shown by how we manage to live nicely in this material world.
就是对于一个物欲熏心的人而言呢，他是怎么判断这个成功这两个字的呢？他主要是看一个人在这个物质世界里究竟生活的有多么舒适。
If we have the capability to keep a family together for a long time,
如果我们能够有这种能力把全家人维系在一起，能够非常享受这种天伦之乐好长好长的时间。
I mean, you can imagine that nowadays, in the world that we live in today, if you can keep a family for all your life, this is a huge success.
就比如说像现在的这个新冠病毒的就是这种隔离期内，如果说哪家人能够一家人在一起能够维系得非常的好，能够在一起待上好长好长的时间，那么这个已经是一个非常大的成功了。
In the previous generation, like our parents and their parents, when they got married for life.
那么就是说在我们的上一辈，比如说像我们的父母辈，那他们一旦结婚的话呢，那就是一种终身的相濡以沫。
Because they did not just get married because of mutual attraction. They actually married to the principle of marriage life, which means when you are together, you stay together.
那他们两个人在一起并不仅仅是简单的两性相吸这么简单，他们是基于一种婚姻的一种原则和基础两人生活在一起的，所以他们非常清楚一旦是我们在一起的话，那就是要白头偕老的。
But today there are material considerations.
但是现在呢，人们就是对物质方面的考虑更多了。
And when things don't work out forOne reason or another, then the family separates.
有的时候呢，出于这个或那样的一些原因呢，这个家庭就非常容易破裂。
Success is also measured according to how much money you have in your bank.
还有物质主义者呢，他们对成功的定义还基于你在这个银行的账号上究竟储存了多少钱。
Or the kind of investment that you've made.
或者说的你的投资是怎样的
？How many friends you have？
你有多少这个朋友
？How many facilities you have？
你有多少这个设施便利的条件
？But the problem with that is this kind of material success can be taken away anytime.
但是问题就是说这些物质的成功其实随时都会离你而去。
Whereas if you want to measure spiritual success, you measure it in terms of developing saintly qualities.
但是如果说到了灵性的成功的话，我们就是基于这样的原则去看一个人究竟培养出多少神圣的品质。
And saintly qualities, they don't come overnight. It takes hard work to cultivate them.
那神圣的这种品质呢？并不是一蹴而就的，是需要非常长的这个时间，通过非常大的努力来慢慢的培养出来的。
Once the mind, the body, and the senses are purified,
就是在你的这个身体、感官和心意都得到了净化的时候，这些美好的品质才会显露。
So We often say that we are devotees.
我们经常把这样的一句话挂在口头上，就是我们是奉献者。
And devotees in a Sanskrit term is called a Vaishnava.
那么这个字呢，就是英语里叫 devotee， 那中文里叫奉献者。在梵文里呢，就叫 Vaishnava。
A Vaishnava means a devotee of Krishna.
那 Vaishnava 的意思就是说呢，是奉献者的，是 Krishna 的奉献者。
So one time, a disciple of Prabhupada told Prabhupada, "I really would like to be a Vaishnava."
那有一次有一个门徒就对释迦帕帕帕说，释迦帕帕帕，我真的很想成为一位 Vaishnava。
And Prabhupada replied, "I'm still trying."
那 Prabhupada 的回答就是说，我自己也在努力。
Prabhupada said, "Vaishnava is a great thing."
那 Prabhupada 他说呢 ，Vaishnava 呢是一件不容易、轻易而易举的达到的。
So when we call ourselves devotees, it's because this is how we aspire to be.
所以当我们互相称奉献者的时候，实际上这也就是说是每一个人所希望、渴望成为的一个样子。
But if we have to, just like we measure material success, how do we measure devotion?
那就好像是我们去衡量物质的成功的这个大小一样，那我们想一下，我们怎么样去衡量这个一个人的份爱呢
？Because we have to look at two things here. They are the qualities of a devotee.
那我们在这里呢，要看两个方面，一个就是说一个奉献者的品格。
Like we discuss 26 qualities.
就比如我们前面所谈到的这个26项品格。
But there are many of these qualities that non-devotees have. They also have them.
但是在这26项品格当中，其实有好多品格是非奉献者也都有的，他们也会有这些好品质。
There are many people who live in the mode of goodness.Who are magnanimous, who are tolerant, who are truthful.
那有一些就是在那些善良形态中的一些非奉献者，他们也有这种宽宏大量呀，谦卑，仁厚啊，这一些仁慈、自律、容忍这些品格，真诚什么的。
There are many people who are not devotees who have no lust, no anger, no greed.
那些有一些非奉献者身上也可以表现出就是没有这个色欲不贪婪那个不愤怒这些好品格。
There's many people who are respectful.
还有一些人呢他们始终是彬彬有礼的。
There are many people who don't eat very much.
还有一些人呢在这饮食上也是非常的节制的。
There are many people who work for the welfare of everyone.
还有一些人是专门的这个从事一些慈善事业
，who are clean，
他们非常的洁净。
So what is the difference between the people who have these nice qualities and a devotee of Krishna？
那么就是一个有这些美好的品质的非奉献者和奉献者之间，他们究竟是什么地方是关键的不同呢
？So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes this verse from the Bhagavatam。Which describes the ornament, how a devotee is decorated by good qualities.
那么就是释迦牟尼马哈帕布他就引用了《薄伽罗坛》第三篇里的这个诗节来去描述奉献者的这些美好的品格的装饰。
And these are not directly characteristics.Of a devotee of Krishna, these are symptomatic. In other words, as you get closer to Krishna, these qualities naturally arise in your life.
那这些呢，就是那接下来要说到的这些品质的话，并不是说是奉献者的一种绝对的一种定义，而是说这些品格其实是奉献者的一些真相，就是奉献者随着奉献服务不断的接近 Krishna 的这个过程当中，自然而然，那就是是自然而然的，就是展示出来的一些好品格。
And these qualities are based on spiritual realization, not material experience.
而这几项的这个 的品格它是基于一个人灵性上的一个觉悟，而不是有经由他的这种物质世俗的经验而来的。
Titikshava Karunika Suridam Sarvadehinam Ajata Satravasanta Sadhava Sadhu Bhushanaha. Devotees are always tolerant, forbearing, and very merciful. They are the well-wishers of every living entity. They follow the scriptural injunctions, and because they have no enemies, they are very peaceful.These are the decoration of a devotee.
那在这里呢，就是说，奉献者总是非常的，容忍、宽容，非常的仁慈。他们是众生的祝福者，他们遵循经典的教导，因为他们没有任何的敌人，所以总是非常的。平和，这些就是奉献者的装饰。
So Prabhupada often quoted that verse when he gave lectures.
那Srila Prabhupada在讲课的这个过程当中，他会经常的引用这一段诗节。
And he used to say titiksha. Titiksha means forbearing.
那在这里面呢，他就经常用这个梵文词，就是 titiksha. Titiksha 的意思呢，就是说一个人。非常的忍耐呀。
How much can a devotee tolerate?
就是说，一个奉献者他究竟能够有多大程度的忍耐呢？或者说容忍呢
？What is the tolerance of a devotee based on?
那奉献者的这种容忍叫究竟是基于一个什么样的基础
？The tolerance of a devotee is based on the realization and the understanding.That we are not this body but spirit soul.
那奉献者的这样的一种忍耐，其实就是基于一个灵性上的一个觉悟，就是说我们不是这个躯体，我们是灵性的，我们是灵魂。
Karunika.
还有一个就是 Karunika.
Karunika means to be merciful.
Karunika 的意思就是。仁慈啊，还有就是说怜悯啊，慈悲这个意思。
When a devotee is merciful, a devotee does not discriminate.
就是当一个奉献者非常仁慈的时候，他是不会随便的去对别人进行这种分辨。
We explained many times before, mercy is like the rain. When it falls everywhere.
就是奉献者他是没有分别心的。那么，我们经常举这个雨水的例子，当雨水从天而降的时候，它会落在大地的每一个角落。
So we have to be merciful in the sense that we should not pick and choose who should get the mercy.
所以呢，在这里说到这个仁慈呢，这指的就是一视同仁，而不是随便的就是挑选或者是去做那个分别。
Like when we distribute books to the people, we don't think this person should get, this person should not get. Everybody should get a book.
比如说当我们派书的时候呢，我们就要有这样的一种心态，就是所有的人都应当得到一本书，而不是说这个人他值得有这个书啊，那个人不应该给他。
And to be merciful naturally gives way.To the next quality, which is Suridam. Surida means friend. Sarvadehina means to all living entities, not just a few. To be friendly to all living entities.
那么一旦有了这样的一种仁慈之心的时候呢，实际上就接下来打开了另外一项品格的大门。那这个在这里说到的这个 Surida 的意思就是祝福者。而 Sarvadehina 的意思是就是向所有的这个众生，那所以呢，还有就是在这里就是说到的是一种友善一种友好，那么指的是对众生的友善，是众生的祝福者。
So to be the friend of all living entities means you have to have an actual vision that all living entities are spirit souls, not just a few.
所以说这样的一种眼光就是以众生为友的眼光。那么在一个奉献者的眼里的话，那就是不是说只是其中的一小部分 就是生灵，而是指的是所有的生命，只要它是有生命的，它总是非常友好的去对待。
Then you can ask the question, what about if we have aggressors?
那可能你会有这个问题，那要是说遇上了一个进攻者呢？
Let's say mosquitoes.
我们举个例子，比如说蚊子，蚊子这个袭击我们。
Do you say, well, the mosquito is a spirit soul, therefore I should invite the mosquito to bite me?
那你会不会就说呢，既然这个蚊子它也是一个灵魂，所以我可以去邀请它来咬我。
What about a deadly spider?
那要是那个毒蛇，致命的那个毒蛇呢？
What about a snake?
毒蜘蛛啊，还有毒蜘蛛。
Are you following here?
Yes, yes.
They are aggressors that we have to protect ourselves from.
所以呢，的确是有这样的一些进犯者，所以我们也必须要自卫。防止他们的袭击。
Like in America, if you step into someone's backyard, they have the legal right to shoot you.
比如说，在这个美国的话，如果你擅自进入一个人家里的这个后院的话呢，按照这个法律的规定，他们有权打死你，用枪打死你。
So many Chinese people think.That going to America is like going to heaven.
很多中国人都以为去了美国就是去了天堂了。
But actually, America is hell.
但是实际上现在的美国就像地狱一样了。
I saw yesterday there were some people marching to protest on the street. They walked past someone's house and the man came out with a machine gun.
我昨天看到了一则新闻，就是说呢，有一些抗议者在这个街上走，然后他们就经过了一家人，然后这个家里的这主人呢，就拿出了枪，然后对着他们袭击。
You know, you will not find this in China.
在中国是绝对看不到这种情况的。
China is one of the safest places in the world.
中国现在是世界上最安全的地方之一。
People still have a sense of respect.
就是中国人还是相互尊重的。
But in a place like America, it's everybody for themselves.
但是呢，在美国呢，几乎人人都是自我中心的。
So people don't have a sense of respect and a sense of seeing other living entities for who they are. They just see.Aggression all the time.
所以呢，在那里呢，这个美国人呢，他们就渐渐的，就是没有办法以这种每一个人都是一个灵魂这样的一种眼光去看待相互之间的这种关系。在他们的眼里呢，随时呢都会觉得就是说，好像危机四伏，每个人对我来说都是一种潜在的威胁。或者说是进攻者。
So again, when we look at, when we see ourselves as devotees, now if one of the decoration of a devotee is that he is a friend of all living entities, this is quite a very high status.
那我们看一下这个奉献者的品格。如果有一个奉献者，他能够以众生为友，那么这样的一种品格，可以说是他是这样的奉献者身上的这种装饰，能说明这奉献者已经达到了一种非常高的境界了。
To be the friend of everyone.
那是说以众生为友。
And then, this verse says not only the friend of everyone, but ajata satrava.Means not only you're the friend of everyone, but you have no enemies.
那么在这个世界里面，就是说，不仅仅你是以众生为友，而且还是 ajata satrava， 意思就是说没有敌人啊。这个人他眼里没有任何敌人。
So how do you consider someone an enemy?
那你怎么会把另外一个人看作自己的敌人呢
？Is someone who wants something that you have that they don't have?
就是那样的人，就是他可能想要索要你身上的某一种他们所不具备的东西。
Something you have achieved, they have not achieved.
就比如说你已经达到的某一项这个成就，某一些成就，但是他们却 不具备的, you see someone else who has something but you don't have, then you...
No. Something you have that they don't have.
Okay.
That's the logic. Yeah.
就是刚才我说的没有错，就是说，你身上有的东西，对方他没有，这个时候就会有这样的一种敌意，别人就会把你当成敌人。Therefore,
Prabhupada used to say, some people may consider me their enemy, but as far as I'm concerned, I don't have enemies.
那么所以释迦牟尼佛呢，有时候他就会说呢，有的人可能把我视为仇敌，视为敌人，但是呢。 就我而言的话，在我眼里，没有任何人是我的敌人。If
I am a spirit soul and I see all living entities as spirit soul, there's no question of having enemies.
那就是说，我如果能够认识到我是一个灵魂，而其他的生物体也都是灵魂的话，那么我是不可能把任何一个人当成我的敌人的。And
if you want to take it one step further, a transcendentalist has no friends and no enemies.
那如果说你进一步往前再走一步的话，那就是一个超然的主义者，也就是说无敌无友，完全超然。Because
friend and enemy are two sides of the same coin.
因为这个敌友之分就好比是一个硬币的两面。Again,
having just friends means discriminating against the enemies.
那如果说一个人他只有朋友，那这就说明呢，他还是有分别的，他还是会把一些人当成自己的这个敌人，也就是说他还做不到这个无敌无友的这样的一个境界。And
oftentimes people, they need to have a circle of friends to protect themselves from people who are not friendly to them.
然后呢，还有一些人呢，他们就得结交一些朋友。有了这些朋友呢，他就会能够感觉到一种安全感。他们可以保护他，不受那些非朋友的人的这个，就是那些所谓敌人的那种侵犯。So
these are all the working of the mind. The mind says this is a friend, this is an enemy.
所以说呢，就是说，你这个是朋友，那个是敌人，其实这些都是心意的臆造。But
a devotee does not depend on the demands of the mind.
但是呢，一个奉献者他不会听从自己心意的随意的差遣。The
vision of a devotee is based on the vision of the scriptures. Therefore, another quality that a devotee has is to follow the instruction of the scriptures.
那奉献者的这个视域是怎样的？奉献者他是透过这个经典的眼睛来看世界的，所以说作为奉献者来说，他就还会表现出另外的一个品质，就是说他们会非常严格的遵循经典的教导。And
the scriptures are based on two fundamental principles. One is called Shruti, one is called Smriti.
那么这个经典的这个教导呢，它是基于这两类经典，一个叫Shruti，一个叫做Smriti。So
Shruti are the words directly spoken by Krishna.
那这个Shruti呢，就是审讯经，这个指的就是说是 Krishna 直接说的话。And
Smriti are the words spoken by the devotees of Krishna.
那么Smriti呢，指的就是圣传经，指的就是说是奉献者。 就是 Krishna 的奉献者所说的话。So
why do we depend on scriptures? Because when Krishna speaks, he has the right vision, and when the devotees of Krishna speak, they have the right vision. So we can't make any mistakes.
那为什么我们作为这个奉献者要去遵循经典的教导呢？是因为当 Krishna 他说出经典中的这些话的时候，他是有这个正确的这个视野的，而作为 奉献者来说，奉献者在说他们的话的时候，也是有一种正确无误的视野。所以，当我们去遵循这个经典的时候呢，我们就不会有偏差。Therefore,
the result is shanta. A devotee is peaceful.
所以，当奉献者具有这样的一种眼光，这样去做的时候呢，这个结果就是。 Shanta指的就是说平和。Peaceful
means that you feel completely protected because you know what the scriptures say and therefore you have nothing to fear.
就是这种平和是来自于一种完全的一种安全感，感觉到自己是一直受到的这个保护，因为一个奉献者是遵循着这个经典的，所以就是有来自于经典的保护，所以内心非常的这个平静。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu up until now has discussed the qualities of a devotee.
到目前为止呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu他讨论的都是奉献者的品格。
And he has discussed the different levels of devotees.
他也讨论了就是奉献者的不同的这个层面。
And he has discussed the faith of a devotee.
就是不同层面的奉献者，还有就是奉献者的信心。
And he is gradually coming, he is gradually bringing Sanatana Goswami to understand the principle of the practice of Krishna consciousness, the practice of devotional service. What is it based on?
所以说呢，其实他就是通过这样的讨论，他在一步一步的引导 Sanatana Goswami 去了解从事奉献服务的。一个原则基础，就是奉爱服务实践的基础是什么？
Because we should never forget that whatever we practice from the very first day as a devotee, it's not going to change. It will be the same practice for the rest of our life. It will just be much deeper.
就是我们要知道一个最基本的一个原则，当我们成了奉献者，开始去践行奉献服务的原则的时候，我们就要知道这样的一些实践其实是就是从一开始就要有，一直持续到最后。我们成为奉献者之后，每天都是同样的这样的一个践行，只不过就是说我们要走得越来越深，越来越深。
That's what we see all throughout the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We read stories of pure devotees who do exactly the same thing than we do.
所以呢，就是在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 当中，我们就可以看到，有提到了很多的这种纯粹的奉献者，他们所做的这个事情跟我们现在在做的其实是一样的。
If you look at the life of the Vaishnavacharyas in our line of disciplic succession, their lifestyle, it's exactly what we do ourselves.
那就是我们如果去考证一下在这个使徒传系当中，我们的这个传承当中的这些 Vaishnavacharya, 先辈的灵性导师，这些圣人他们的生活的话，我们就会发现他们其实在做的这个事情我们现在也都在做。
In other words, they chant, we chant.
那换句话说，就是说他们念诵，我们也是念诵的。
They study the Bhagavatam, we study the Bhagavatam.
他们研习圣念佛加瓦坛，我们也研习圣念佛加瓦坛。
They associate with devotees, we associate with devotees.
他们和奉献者联谊，我们也和奉献者联谊。
They worship the deities, we worship the deities.
他们崇拜神像，我们也崇拜神像。
They go to the holy dham, we go to the holy dham.
他们去寻访圣地，我们也是寻访圣地。
There's no difference.
所以说就是他们的生活和我们这么来看的话没有什么很大的区别。
The only difference is we are neophyte and they are liberated.
那这个区别呢就是在于我们都是一些初习者，而他们已经在解脱的层面。
So it's not that after 5, 10, 20 years, 30 years, something new is being introduced. No, it's exactly the same thing that we do from the first day.But we go much, much deeper into it.
所以说并不是说过了五年、十年、二十年啊、三十年，这个就会有一些新的奉献服务的这个方法出现，不是这样的。我们是自始至终都是同样的奉献服务的这个修习，只不过是随着这个时间的推移，你会越来越深入。
So Rupa Goswami uses two words, sadhana and sadhya. Sadhana is the practice and sadhya is the goal. And the practice and the goal are exactly the same.
所以呢 Rupa Goswami 他就引用两个词，一个是 sadhana, 一个就是 sadhya. Sadhana 就是规范的这个修习这些践行，那 sadhya 就是目标。那 Rupa Goswami 呢就是说我们的这个践行，我们的这个实践和这个目标是完全的一致的。
At the beginning stage, we may be crying because we are struggling with the mind when we chant Hare Krishna. And on the liberated stage, we also cry when we chant Hare Krishna. But this time, those tears are out of pure love for Krishna.
我们也会伤心，但是那是因为我们在念我们十六圈的时候，觉得实在是太难了，我们举步维艰，我们非常的挣扎，所以我们会哭。但是到了这个纯粹的这个解脱的这个层面的时候，那奉献者他们也会流泪，但是那个流泪不是因为自我挣扎，而是为了对这个Krishna的这种纯粹的爱，被这种纯粹的爱所激发的泪水。
So on a neophyte platform, the tears, our tears of struggle. On the liberated platform, the tears are out of pure affection for the Lord.
所以说在初期的时候呢，这个泪水是因为自我挣扎，然后到了这个解脱的这个层面的时候，这个泪水呢是由于对主的纯粹的爱而发。So
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing his presentation is very systematic, so we understand what we need to do and what we have to be careful about so we can have a peaceful heart when we practice our sadhana bhakti.
所以呢, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在呈现这些道理的时候，他是采取了一种非常循序渐进的一种有系统的这个方法，然后我们 通过这样的了解，就知道我们该做些什么，而且也知道要在哪些地方要尤其的小心，引起这个重视。那当我们做到这些的时候，我们才会有一个非常的这个平和平静的心，在我们在从事我们的三大那规范休息的时候，就会内心非常的这个平和坦然。So
sometimes you see people. What they do is they write on a piece of paper their wish list.
有的时候我们会看到有一些人，他们会写一张这个愿望清单，就把自己的这个愿望给写下来。And
then they put it on the wall in their homes, either against the fridge, or on the door of the house, or on top of their desk, so they can have a look at it on a regular basis.
所以呢，然后他们就会把这张纸呢，给它这个贴到冰箱上面，或者是它举目可及的墙面，或者是桌面上面。And
then they work on it. They want to achieve this.
然后他们就会经常会看到自己的这个愿望，然后呢，就是非常努力的。 就是提醒自己时时刻刻不要懈怠。They
make a list of all their dreams, what they want to achieve in life.
就是把他们的这个生命当中的这些梦寐以求的这些事物都给他写下来。I
want to buy a big house.
比如说，我想买一个大豪宅。I
want to buy a boat.
买一艘船。I
want to have three kids.
我想要三个孩子。I
want to be debt-free. Debts.
How is it possible to have? Oh, that's free. Okay, 就是说，就是要还清债务。
Yes.
Yes.
I want to have plastic surgery.
整容。
People, they have dreams.
所以很多人他们是有各种各样的梦想。
And then they look at it, and then their mind is completely focused, and then they manage to achieve it.
然后他们把这些愿望都写下来，然后呢，时时检查，全神贯注，所以呢，他们是非常的这种专注的，然后始终的在努力，最后可能也会达成。So
what are the wish list of a devotee?
那作为一个奉献者来说，他的愿望清单是什么呢？
We can write on a piece of paper and put it on the wall.
我们可以也同样的可以写在一张纸上，然后把它贴到墙上去。We
want to achieve pure chanting.
我们希望呢达到一种纯粹的念诵。We
want to improve our relationship with the devotees.
我们想要改善和奉献者之间的关系。We
want to get rid of anger, lust, and greed.
我们想把这个愤怒啊、色欲啊，还有嫉妒。
We want to be tolerant and peaceful.
我们希望能够自己有这种宽厚、容忍、 平和如一的品质。
These are the dream of the devotee.
这个是作为奉献者应当有的梦想。
And we have to make these dreams a reality.
然后我们要把这样的一个梦想呢，转变成为现实。
So to come to this, because the decoration of a devotee are the good qualities of a devotee, and when you have those good qualities, then you can serve Krishna.
所以说呢，奉献者身上的这些美好的品质，就好像是奉献者的装饰一样。那么，当你有了这些很好的、美好的这些品质的时候呢，就能够很好的去服务于主了。
And again, how are we going to develop those qualities? Can we do it on our own by looking at a book, a manual?
那我们还要进一步的去想一想，那这些品格我们怎么样才能够培养出来呢？是不是就去看一本手册，看一本书，就能够培养出来呢？
Is there a book that teaches how to be tolerant?
有没有这样的一本书，它能够教你如何做到忍耐、容忍呢？
No, the only way we can acquire those qualities is by being with other devotees who are also cultivating these qualities.
那我们只有唯一的一种培养这种好品格的方法，就是和其他也在努力的去培养这些好品质的奉献者在一起。
So yesterday we attended this graduation.
那昨天呢，我们就早上就是参加了这个 Gurukul 的，就是名师学校的毕业典礼。
From these children who entered the Gurukul when they were 10 years old and now they are 20 years old.
那这些孩子呢，大部分他们就是十岁左右就进的这个 Gurukul， 然后呢，毕业的时候已经是二十岁了。
And what did they learn at the Gurukul for 10 years?
那么在这 Gurukul 的这十年当中，他们学的都是些什么呢？
Mathematics.
他们要学这个数学。
Science.
科学。
Biology.
是那个生物。
Languages.
还有语言。
No.
不是。
None of these things.
这些并不是他们学习的东西。
They learn to develop Vaishnava qualities.
他们这十年呢？他们学习的就是怎么样去培养 Vaishnava 的品格。
And we could see it. There was a big assembly of people who were there for the ceremony, and they asked each person in the crowd to speak. And the way they were talking about each other, you could see they had developed these Vaishnava qualities.
那么当时呢，在场的参加的这个奉献者观众是有很多的，然后有一个环节就是让大家来发言，所以呢，就是来自各个的背景的这个奉献者在发言，各个身份的奉献者发言，然后从他们的言谈举止当中，我们就能够看到他们已经培养出了 Vaishnava 奉献者的品格。
And in addition to this, those students were having constantly the support of their parents who are also practicing Krishna consciousness.
然后还有一个很重要的，就是说我们看到了这些在修习的这些孩子们，他们的父母也是一直的去支持着他们。他们的父母呢，基本都是奉献者，而这些奉献者也在努力的在自己的身上培养这些品格。
So what happened to the because the boys now that's it they finished their school now they are considered to be men.
那这些孩子呢，他们其实就是完成了学业，所以呢，现在呢，他们已经是成人了。
And what are they going to do with their lives now? They have to give back to the society.
那么他们现在毕业之后应当要怎么样做呢？那其实就是回馈社会，回归这个社团。
So we're not talking here now they have qualified to get a good job.
那我们现在并不是说他们从咕噜库毕业了之后，那他们就已经有资格能够获得非常好的一份工作了。
This is not about career.
那就是这样的一个咕噜库的这个教学的目的，并不是为了让你有一份很好的工作，能够有一个好的事业。
These boys now.At their level of maturity, you can send them anywhere in the world. You can put them into any situation. They will be successful.
这些孩子他们现在呢，从这个学校毕业之后，你可以让他们把他们放到世界的任何一个地方，置于任何的一个境况之中，他们都会无往而不胜的。
They don't have a big diploma.
他们可能没有非常显要的一个学位。
But they have the decoration of Vaishnava qualities.
但是呢，他们身上已经具备了 Vaishnava 的美好的品格，就如同他们的装饰。
And wherever you are in the world, if you are honest, if you are truthful, if you are respectful, if you are kind.
无论你走到世界的任何一个地方，只要你是非常懂得尊重别人的，非常的诚实，非常的友善。
If you are the friend of all living entities.
然后呢，你是以众生为友的。
If you abide by the scriptures.
然后呢，你也是非常的严格的遵循经典的教导的。
If you are peaceful.
如果你非常的平和。
You will be successful.
那你具备这些品格的话，那么成功也是毫无疑问的。
People come to you for shelter.
人们会来托庇于你。
So this is the contribution that the devotee has to make, is to cultivate these Vaishnava qualities to be able to attract people to Krishna consciousness.
所以呢，这也应当就是成为奉献者们的这个目标，就是去培养这些美好的品质，这样让我们外面的这些人被奉献者的品格所吸引，从而进入 Krishna 之觉。
These kids, they are not mental. They learn how to do everything.
这些孩子呢，并不是那种感情冲动型的，并不是只是停留在头脑里面，他们真的是扎扎实实的学会了怎么去做每一件事情。
And it's interesting because if you look at the early days of Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada did exactly the same with all the people who came to him.
那如果我们看一下 Krishna 知觉的这个早期的话，我们就会看到，就是知道 Prabhupada 也是同样的对待当时加入的所有的这些奉献者，接近他的这些奉献者，他也是这样去培养他们的品格的。
Prabhupada engaged men, women, children, anyone who came, he engaged them to develop these qualities.
所以呢，Srila Prabhupada他是不分这个男女老幼的，就是所有的想成为奉献者的人，他都会致力于去培养他们的奉献者Vaishnava 的品格。
And all these qualities were supported by the expectation that one will surrender to Krishna.
所以在这些品格的背后，就是非常强大的一个基石，就是说目标是去全然的皈依于至尊主 Krishna.
And we don't have many options in this world.
在这个世界上，我们并没有太多的选择。
Either we surrender to the work of Maya, or we surrender to Krishna.
我们要是要不就是皈依于玛雅的虚幻能量的罗网，要不就是皈依于 Krishna。
If we surrender to the work of Maya, we are on our own.
那如果说我们是皈依了臣服于这个玛雅的这个把戏的话呢，那我们只能是孤军奋战了。
We surrender to Krishna, we are safe.
那如果说我们能够皈依于 Krishna 的话，那我们就是受到保护的，是安全的。
Developing these qualities is very, very important.
所以呢，要去培养这些品格是极其重要的。
And then next Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will begin to explain how we have to be very careful between good association and bad association.
那接下来Chaitanya Mahaprabhu要讨论的就是说，面对好的联谊和不好联谊的时候，我们应当如何谨慎的对待。
Because if the whole world was made of just devotees, then we will know that wherever we are, whatever we do, we are always in good association. But it's not the case.
因为如果全世界的人都是非常好的奉献者，那我们就知道，无论我们走到哪里，我们都保证肯定有非常好的奉献者的联谊。但是问题是，这个世界并非如此。
For example, here in Mayapur, you have a community of devotees. There's approximately between 2,000 and 3,000 devotees here.
就比如说在这里的这个 Mayapur 的这个社区的话，大约有2000到3000奉献者居住在这里。
So wherever you are, wherever you go in Mayapur, you are in good association.
所以呢，在 Mayapur 呢，不管你走到哪里呢，遇到的都是非常好的联谊。
Everyone reminds you of Krishna.
每个人都会让你想起 Krishna.
Wherever you go, people are chanting Hare Krishna.
无论你走到哪里，都会看到人们在念诵 Hare Krishna.
Wherever you go, people are taking Krishna prasadam.
无论你走到哪里，奉献者都在荣耀 Krishna prasadam.
So everywhere you go in Mayapur, wherever you turn, any part of the community, you are in good association.
所以呢，在这个 Mayapur， 无论你走到哪里，转到哪里。
And this is what Prabhupada wanted to create. He wanted to create a city in Mayapur where everybody gets good association.
那实际上这也是Srila Prabhupada的一个心愿和目标，他就希望去建立一个这样的奉献者之城，就是只要你置身在其中的话呢，无论你走到哪里，你都可以得到非常美好的奉献者的联谊。But
not just in Mayapur, Prabhupada wanted to create Vaishnav communities all over the world.
但是Srila Prabhupada也不仅仅只是局限在Mayapur，Srila Prabhupada就希望在世界各地都建立起 Vaishnava的社区。And
he did mention at the beginning of the creation of the Krishna consciousness movement, he said, I am creating this movement to give devotees association.
那么在他去创建这个 Krishna 直觉运动的一开始，他就非常明确了，我去发起这个 Krishna 直觉运动，建立这个国际 Krishna 直觉协会，就是为了给所有的奉献者都提供好的联谊。And
it's amazing how Prabhupada created a system by which, wherever you go in the world, if you have the address of a devotee temple or a devotee community and you don't know anyone, as soon as you step in, you feel completely at home.
那这是非常有意思的，就是无论你走到世界的哪个地方，只要你有一个当地的奉献者的庙宇中心，或者是奉献者社团的这个地址，只要你走到那里，虽然你跟他们是素不相识的，但是从你走进他们的那一刻开始，你就会觉得有一种宾至如归的感觉，这就好像是你的家一样。Now
you can't say the same. You can't say, well, in Chengdu, wherever you go is good association.
但是你在中国，你不能说你走到哪里，比如说在成都，到哪里都会有好的联谊。You
can't say anywhere you go in Shanghai, you're going to get good association.
你也不能说在上海，你无论走到哪里的话，都会遇到很好的这种联谊。You
can't say anywhere you go in New York, you're going to get good association.
你也不能说在纽约，不管你走到上哪儿。
No, so there is good association and bad association.
所以呢，这样的一种联谊，这种的交往，的确也是有好坏之分的。
And this is not something new. This is as long as the material world has existed, there's always been places for good association and places for bad association. Otherwise, the Bhagavatam would not talk about it.
那这个也，就是不是一个新鲜事儿，其实。 是从这个物质世界的创造之初开始，那这个世界就会有这样的一种好坏的二元之分。你会到某些地方，你得到非常好的联谊交往；在有一些地方呢，就会有不好的联谊和交往。如果说到处都是好的联谊，到处一切都是非常理想的话，那么也不会有圣殿波伽瓦坛里面所讲的这些内容了。From
the very beginning of creation, it's been like this.
其实呢，这样的一种好坏之分是从创造一开始就已经存在的。And
therefore, the association of devotees is constantly emphasized.
所以说呢，和奉献者的这个联谊呢，就会一而再、再而三的被强调。And
you will feel the difference. Let's say you stay with the devotees, you go to a program, you spend the whole day. And then you step out onto the street, you're in a different world, completely into a different world.
那你自己是可以做出这种明显的这种分辨的，就是这种感受上的这种不同。比如说，你跟奉献者一起唱诵啊、联谊啊，好长时间，好几个小时，然后离开了那里之后，走上了这个大街，然后你很快就能够感觉到一种完全不同的氛围。
I'll never forget. When I started visiting the temple in Paris,
那我永远不会忘记，当我刚去这个巴黎的这个庙宇的时候，
just by spending one afternoon, I was just transforming myself.
就是我第一次到巴黎的这个庙里，只是在那里待了一个下午，其实在我的身上就发生了翻天覆地的变化。
So one time I went to the temple.
就是有一次我去了这个庙宇。
And then it was time for me to go home.
然后就到了回家的时间了。
So to go home, I took the public transport, the subway, and then the bus.
那么就是到要回家的这个路上呢，就得要坐这个大巴，坐地铁。
So when I was in the subway and the bus, I thought, what kind of world is this?
然后我当时就清晰的有这么一种感受，当我在这个地铁上面，在大巴上的时候呢，我就在想啊，这是一个什么样的世界呀？
And then from the bus station, I had to walk home for quite a bit of a distance.
然后呢，从这个汽车站到家的话，还有好长的一段路要走。
And then something amazing happened.
然后呢，这个时候就发生了一个非常不可思议的事。
As I was walking on the sidewalk of the road, there was one car that slowed down and then stopped.
我就是走在这个人行道上面，然后再往前走的时候，有一辆车，他也在往前走，然后就在我身边停了下来。
And I heard Harry Ball, Harry Ball.
我就听到了 Harry Ball, Harry Ball， 有人从这个车里跟我打招呼。
And it was a married couple, devotees, who had been at the temple and they were going home.
这是一对奉献者的夫妇，之前也是在这个庙宇里的，看到我的，然后现在他们开着车回家。
So they called me over to the car.
所以他们就把我叫到这个车的旁边。
And they wanted to, you know, devotees, they're always inclined to preach to you all the time.
就是奉献者就是有这样的一个特点，随时随地都在找机会向你传教。
Because I still had my long hair and my beard.
因为当时呢，我还这个留着这个长发，留着长胡子。
So the husband and wife were sitting at the front of the car.
然后呢，这对夫妇呢，他们是坐在这个车的前座。
And to talk to them, I stick my head inside the car.
然后为了要跟他们好好说话的话，我就把这个脑袋伸到那个汽车里面。
And it was just magic.
当时就是我的脑袋一伸到那个车里面的时候呢，就好像被施了魔法一样。
She was wearing a sari and a tilak. He was wearing a dhoti and a tilak.
那这个妻子是穿的纱丽，额上涂着提拉克圣泥，然后丈夫也是一样的，穿着这个兜底，然后额上也涂着提拉。
They had a picture of Radha and Krishna on the dashboard.
然后呢，在这个前方，这车窗这下面，他们放着一个 Radha Krishna 的神像。
They had some incense burning.
然后车里面呢，还燃着这个香。
And they had a soft bhajan of Prabhupada singing at the back.
然后放着这个施了啪啪的这个非常轻柔的巴掌。
And they were talking to me about Krishna.
然后他们在跟我讲跟 Krishna 有关的话题。
So the rest of my body was out into the world and my head was inside the spiritual world. I'll never forget this.
所以当时我是这样的，我的脑袋在灵性世界，但是我的身体的其他的部分是在物质世界，这是一种非常强烈的感受，是我终身难忘的。
And they talked to me for about 10 minutes. I thought it went on forever.
然后他们就跟我说了十分钟的话，但是我感觉呢，好像那一刻已经成了永恒。
And then they left.
然后他们就离开了。
And I stood there on the side of the road wondering what kind of world am I in?
然后我当时就记得自己呆呆的站在路边，然后就不知身在何处了。觉得我到底是生活在一个什么样的世界里啊？
So the association of devotees is very, very powerful.
所以呢，跟奉献者的这种联谊呢，是具有强大的力量。
But we should not go to extremes.
但是我们也不要走极端。
By rejecting everything in the world.
我们不要去排斥这个世界的一切。
So,
这是一个极端。
Next week we will talk about this again, another famous verse that Lord Chaitanya quotes from the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
下周我们要继续的往下讲，我们到时候会引用这Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的一段话。那Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢，他是引用的是圣典婆伽瓦坛第五篇里的一段非常著名的诗节。
Because one of the aspects of a devotee being merciful, the mercy of a devotee comes in many ways.
其实奉献者的这个仁慈，他会以不同的方式到来。
One of the aspects of mercy of a devotee is to protect another devotee.
那奉献者的一种仁慈的其中的一个表现，就是说他会去保护另外一个奉献者。
By telling a devotee, be careful here, be careful there.
告诉一个奉献者，在这里要小心，在那里要小心。
If a devotee didn't care about you, they would not mention it.
那如果一个奉献者根本就是对你不在乎的，他是不会去跟你这语重心长的去说这些的。
So this is what we find in the scriptures. We find the presentation of the philosophy, and then we find the protective measures which are given by the devotees.
所以说呢，我们在经典里就会看到这样的描述。一方面，我们看到了这个经典哲学的这个描述。另外一方面呢，我们会看到，其实奉献者会告诫你。这是怎么样进行这个自我保护。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 好，我们看一下这个今天早上有没有什么问题。
Hare Krishna, 稍等一下。
Okay, I think there's some delay.
Yeah,
while you wait, you want to say a few words?
Yeah, you can speak.
Okay, 第一个问题来自于 Amuna.
No, this is
Priya.
It's Yamuna Priya, not Amuna.
Oh yeah, that's why. 这个可能打错漏了一个字哈， Yamuna Priya Devidasi. 感恩帕布对 Vaishnava 美妙品质的精彩阐释。您刚提到在 Gurukula 学校毕业的男孩子的优秀品格，中国的现状是即便在上海最顶尖的小学中学里面也没有多少涉及到品质的教育。自己的姐姐的孩子已经上小学了，但姐夫姐姐都不怎么重视培养孩子品格，有点娇生惯养。有时候看到小外甥不良的行为，我甚是着急，请问帕布对我姐姐的孩子的成长我可以做些什么。Thank you very much for your wonderful description of the beautiful qualities ofthe devotees. You just mentioned about all the boys who graduated from Gurukula, who have beautiful Vaishnava qualities. But in real life in China right now is that even in the topmost primary school or middle school in Shanghai, they are seriously lack of the education of good qualities. My sister's child is already in primary school. However, my sister and my brother-in-law are not emphasizing too much on the development of the children's qualities, and the child is even a little bit spoiled. Sometimes I see the misbehavior of my nephew, and I'm quite worried.So my question for you, Prabhu, is that in regards to the cultivation of my nephew, what can I do?
What can you do? Bring the boy to Mayapur.
你把小孩带到 Mayapur 这就好了。No, it's not like that easy.
Okay. Many years ago.
刚才那是开玩笑哈。就是我想说的，Radha Shankar说，很多年之前。
Many years ago, I was listening to Prabhupada's lectures.
很多年前呢，我就听了Srila Prabhupada的讲课。
And Prabhupada was talking about children education.
在那个讲课当中，Srila Prabhupada就谈到了孩子的教育。
And then he tells the devotees, you can have the best school.You can have the best education system. If the parents are not Krishna conscious, none of these educational structure will actually work on the students.
那这个Srila Prabhupada就指出，你可以有这个最好的学校，也有最优越的这个教育体制，但是说，如果说你的父母不是Vaishnava奉献者的话，那所有的这些学校的这些好处，还有这些非常优秀的这些教育方法，都不会在这个孩子身上起任何作用的。
And this was also emphasized yesterday by the principal of the school.
那昨天呢，在这个毕业典礼上面，这个Gurukul的学校的校长也强调了这一点。
He said the most important part of the last 10 years of your education in the Gurukul is because you have the support of parents who were good examples to you.
他就是指出了，他说其实你们在这个Gurukul学校的在过去的10年的教育当中呢，就是最重要的一点还是因为你们有 Vaishnava 奉献者的父母，他们的以身作则的这个榜样给你们带来了巨大的这个影响。
So if the parents are not good examples for the children and they expect the school to shape the children's future, it will never work.
所以说呢，如果这个父母在自己的孩子的这个面前不能有一个好的榜样，但是呢，却期望的这个学校的这个教育制度或者是学校里的这个教育呢，能够去造就一个孩子的好的品格，那就是痴人说梦了。
I mean, I remember my personal example that when I went to school, when I came home, the school kept going.
我记得我的这个成长的这个历程是这样的，我记得我在学校里面上学，然后等我回家的时候，我感觉我好像还是在上学。
The school never stopped because I came home from school, no.
不会说我白天在学校里面上学，回到家的时候，这个学校的这个教育就对我没有任何影响了，就没有再上学了，不会是这样的，还是一种延续。
And if there is anything that stays with me today in my life after 40 years or 50 years, it's not what I learned at school. As a matter of fact, I forgot everything I learned at school. But I never forget what I learned from my parents. Never.
那如果说过了这么四五十年的这个人生历程之后，如果我的心中还留下了一些非常深刻的印记的话，可以说这些东西都不是来自于我上的那些学，因为事实上在学校里学的那些东西。 我早就忘得一干二净了，但是我现在继承下来的都是来自于父母所给我的这种品格上的培养，还有他们的这种以身作则的榜样。So
tell the parents to change.
所以呢，我就是从我的父母那儿学到了这所有的这一切，我可以至今保留至今的。所以你要让就是他们你的侄子小外甥的这个父母，也就是说你的姐姐姐夫他们。
When the parents are good examples, the children follow those examples.
当父母以身作则的时候呢，他们的孩子一定是会向父母学习的。OK，下一点来自于波平浪静，谢谢Prabhupada讲课。圣人没有敌人，却有人把圣人当作敌人，还是有敌人吧。OK，for the saintly persons, they don't have enemies. In other words, they don't regard anyone as their enemies, but there are still some people who regard the saintly persons as enemies. So it means they still have enemies, right?
I mentioned Prabhupada's example. Prabhupada said, I have no enemies and I have no friends. People may consider me as an enemy, but I don't see them as enemies.
就是我在这个课里面其实引用了Srila Prabhupada亲自说的一句话，就是Prabhupada他说我是无敌无友的。那么有些人可能会把我当成他的敌人，但是在我的心中，我从不把他们当成敌人。
So the point here is not how people perceive you, is how you perceive them.
所以在这里的要点就是说，不是说别人是怎么样来看我们的，而是我们怎么去看别人。
So we shouldn't be affected by the way people see us, which is a very strong thing in China.
所以说呢，别人是怎么看我们的这一点，其实你不要受太大的这个影响。但是在我们中国，恰恰是中国人是特别在乎别人怎么看自己。
People are so concerned by the public image.
是每个人都对自己的公众形象特别的在乎。
The way people see them, the way people think about them.
别人怎么看我们的，别人怎么想我们的，我们就会特别的重视。
This is not important. It's how you see people.
但是别人怎么看我们，怎么想我们，其实不重要的。最关键的是我们怎么去看别人。
People come and go. People change their mind. People change their opinion. But a devotee does not.
这个人呢，就是这样来来往往。他们会不知道遇到什么事情就改变自己的想法，改变自己的行为举止、处事的这种方式。但是作为奉献者来说，是始终如一的，不会改变。OK， 下一个问题来自于 Sumuki Radadasi， 顶拜 Papu Hon Mataji， 感谢你们的精彩讲课。请问，奉献者要培养美好的品质，需要好的联谊，而我们国内的情况下是。各地的奉献者并不多，也没有太多的选择的可能。现在开始有一些年轻人加入了 Krishna 之觉，他们和年长的奉献者在生活习惯和认知层面上都存在着特别大的差异，很大的差异，所以他们更希望获得同龄人的联谊。如何在这种情况下能够保持好的联谊，去增强信心呢？只是在网络上联谊可以起到培养美好品格的作用吗？Please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you very much for your wonderful class. My question is, in your class, you mentioned devotees should cultivate wonderful qualities and devotees need good association. But looking at the reality in China, we don't have many devotees in different areas. Sometimes we don't have much room for choice. And now we have more young people joining Krishna consciousness who have such a big contrast in terms of their understanding, their habits in life, their perception, their knowledge. So therefore, being not very accustomed to the association with the senior devotees, they tend to want to have more association from the peers. So how can they keep very good association so that their faith can be strengthened? Simply relying on the association online, can they also cultivate some good qualities?
The Chinese yatra is in a special category.
中国的这个 yatra 就是中国的这个地区其实是属于一个比较特别的地方。
Because of the restrictions and limitations.
因为有各种各样的这种限制我们有这些局限。
Just like now all over the world everybody is in lockdown.
比如说世界各地现在大家都是在这个隔离期。
Many temples are actually closed.
很多的这个世界上很多的这个庙呢都关闭了。
And we can't have festivals.
然后也不能举行大的节日。
We can't have gatherings.
也不能聚集到一起。
So the whole world right now is a little bit like in China.
所以现在全世界的情况倒是有点像中国。
So what has been happening over the last 3 months is the devotees have been seeking association online.
那么在过去的这三个月里面呢，世界各地的这种奉献者，他们都在这个网络上面去寻求这个联谊。
But for most of the devotees around the world, they don't mind doing this because they know it's temporary.
但是呢，这个世界各地的这些奉献者们，他们对现在这个暂时的这个情况还是可以容忍的，因为他们知道只是一个短暂的这个情况。
But in China, it's not temporary; it's permanent.
但是对于我们中国来说呢，这样的一种局限，这种不自由，它不是一个暂时的一个情况，是一个 永久性的情况。
Unless one day by some amazing miracle, you know, we get a phone call from Beijing Central saying, okay, you've been behaving nicely, we've been watching you, you are free to practice Bhakti Yoga.
除非是某一天我们可以接到一个北京市政府的这个电话，跟我们说，我们已经观察了你们很久了，你们的这个表现不错，所以你们现在可以自由的去，就是做你们想做的这个事情。
I doubt we're going to see this in our lifetime.
但是我很怀疑在这辈子我们能看到这样的一种情况。
So you can take the example of people who are handicapped.
我们可以举一个例子，就好像有些人身上有残疾。
Let's say someone is blind.
比如说呢，有一些人双目失明。
Or someone cannot walk.
有些人呢走不了路。
Or someone can't hear.
或者是听力不好，就是聋子听不见。
You will find that when someone is restricted in one part of the body, the other part of the body becomes very strong.
你们就会发现，通常这些残疾人他们。有一些身体的这个功能受限的话，那么其他的一些感官呢，一些能力呢，就会得到前所未有的开发。
So, when one limb of Bhakti Yoga is crippled, another limb should become strong.
所以说呢，就是 Bhakti Yoga 这个奉爱瑜伽的一条胳膊，如果是受限了，有这个。残疾或者是缺陷，那么另外一条胳膊它就要这个更加的健壮才行。
But we have to be very careful.
但是我们要非常的小心。
Because you mentioned the new generations of devotees.
因为你在这里说到了一个新一代的这些年轻的奉献者。
And the new generation of devotees are expected to be the one who will lead the yatra.
那么这些年轻的这些奉献者实际上呢？也是我们所期望的未来的 Krishna 知觉的领导者的人选。
And to do that, for devotees to be strong in the Chinese yatra, they need strong association. And that strong association is also very limited.
那么但是呢，在我们的这个中国的话，如果说我们要有非常健康的这个成长的话，我们就需要。非常强大的非常好的这个联谊，但是呢在这方面好的这个联谊呢，这方面我们是非常的有局限的。
So devotees in the Chinese yatra have to learn to be daring.
所以呢在中国的这个奉献者要学会勇气。
They have to learn to take the lead.
他们要学会怎么样去做一个领导者。
Not always wait to be breastfed.
就是说要非常主动的去承担一些领导者的这个职务，而不是说只是永远的像一个孩子一样等着有人把这个食物喂到你的嘴里。
Breastfeeding takes place the first year for a baby.
那么就好像一个婴儿的这个哺乳期，通常只是降生之后。后的一年
or 2 years,
或者是两年
and then the child is given solid food.
然后接下来这个孩子就得要吃那个固体的食物了。
So we cannot always sit and wait for strong association to come to us. We have to be the strong association.
所以呢，我们就不能总是在那儿坐等好的这个联谊降临在你的身上，你自己就要非常主动的去。变成别人的好的联谊。
We should not always think I can only do this if my guru tells me to do, if my guru is pushing me.
所以你不能说我只能是这样了，等着 guru 来推动我。如果 guru 告诉我应该这样做，如果 guru 这样推动我，那我就可以往前走了。
The principle of guru is part of every devotee. Everyone is a guru.
其实这样的一个 guru, 这样一个灵性导师的这样的一个原则，其实是体现在每一个人身上的，每一个人都可以成为 guru。
Everyone has the capacity to teach someone else.
其实每一个人都有这样的一个能力，给予别人一些帮助和教导。
That's why it's important to develop these Vaishnav qualities, because when you have these Vaishnav qualities, the teaching can really flow. Other ways you have conflicts of egos.
这就是为什么说每一个奉献者都要去培养这些美好的 Vaishnava 的品质，这是也是极其的重要。因为只有这些品质培养起来的时候呢，我们的这个教导，灵性的这个教导才能畅通无阻地进入到每一个人的心中，否则的话呢，奉献者在一起就是这种假我之间的碰撞和矛盾。
So it requires education.
所以呢，这个教育是必不可少的。
And I'm actually surprised that you ask such a question because from what I know, there are now so many different training courses online for the Chinese devotees.
你提出这样的问题也让我感到有些意外，因为据我所知，现在在这个网络上面呢，有奉献者有很多很多的在线的这些课程的培训。
I actually don't know how devotees find the time to learn so many things online.
我自己也感到挺惊奇，奉献者们怎么就能找到这么多的时间去在网上去听这些这么多的课程呢？She has the last question is it enough, this online association, enough for us to cultivate wonderful Vaishnava quality?
My point, Sumuti Radha, is that you don't have much of an option.
我想在这里说的这个要点就是说对于我们中国奉献者来说呢，就是没有太多的选择。
You know, we are not in the same room right now because being in the same room has a different impact than when you are talking to a computer.
就是说我们现在不是在同一个房间里面，如果我们是在同一个房间里是在一起的话，那么这样的一种就是这种影响力是和我们通过网上的这样的一种联谊是大不一样的。
So it may not be enough in some ways.
那么所以说呢，从某意义上来说，这种网络联谊可能还是不够的。
But we should not always depend on external situations.
但是我们不要，就是千万不要总是依赖一些外在的条件。
We have to also understand Krishna is within the heart.
我们还要理解 Krishna 其实就是在我们的心中。
We have Prabhupada's books.
我们还有 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍。
We have lectures.
我们还有这个讲座。
We have bhajans.
我们还有这个巴掌。
We have prasadam.
我们还有 prasadam.
We have our home deities.
我们在家里面还有神像。
So these are not just, you know, decoration around the house. These are actually factual. Where all these things are Krishna himself.
我们刚才所讲到的这些呢，都不是你生活当中的一些装饰品而已，它们都是非常的真实可感的，这个都是 Krishna 的种种的这个展示在你的生活之中。
If there is anything which is mostly needed in the Chinese yatra is association.
那如果说中国的这个奉献者们有什么最重要的这个需要的话，那就是联谊。And also when we apply whatever we learn, even one small point in our life, then.
Yeah.
就是另外的话就是说虽然我们联谊是比较少，但是我们通过一些学习呀听课呀，一些哪怕只有一点两点能够去实践运用到我们的生活当中深入进去的话，那其实我们也可以去培养自己的好品格的。
One last point on this.
在这里面呢还有最后一点。
The whole principle of book distribution.
就是这个派书的这个核心的原则。
We don't know where the books are going.
因为我们并不知道这些书最后会落到哪里。
But when somebody gets a book and they are isolated from everything, that book contains everything they need to become pure devotees.
那就是说有的人他可能身边是没有奉献者的，就是孤单一人，但是他如果说不知道从哪里他能够请到这样一本书的话，其实在书里当中已经描述了所有他可以培养出 Vaishnava 美好品质的这些内容了。
The book will go where the devotees cannot go.
书它可以走到奉献者走不到的地方。
And when people open the book, they get association of Krishna by Prabhupada, the Vaishnava Acharyas, they get everything.
当一个人他打开一本书的时候，其实他就是通过Srila Prabhupada， 还有通过这些 Vaishnava Acharya 历代的先师们，他们就已经可以跟 Krishna 连接在一起了。OK， 下一个问题来自于道吉顶拜帕布的莲花族不获主尼迦南达帕布的人子，无人能获到马哈帕布的人子，主尼迦南达是指的孤儒吗？ So I've heard that without getting the mercy from Lord Nityananda, we can never get the mercy from Mahaprabhu. So does Lord Nityananda refer to Guru?
We get the mercy of the spiritual master first.
我们首先要得到的是我们的灵性导师，也就是说是 Guru 的仁慈。
By pleasing the spiritual master, we get the mercy of Lord Nityananda.
那通过去取悦我们的灵性导师，让他满意，我们就能够获得主尼迦南达的仁慈。
So yes, Lord Nityananda represents the Guru.
所以呢，主尼迦南达的确是代表了这个 Guru 的。
Because Lord Nityananda is a direct expansion of Lord Balaram.
因为主尼迦南达他是直接的主 Balaram， 就是 Krishna 哥哥的扩展。
And Balaram is Krishna himself.
那 Balaram 呢，也就是 Krishna 本人。
He is Krishna's first expansion.
他是 Krishna 的第一重扩展。
And he facilitates Krishna's pastimes.
他就为 Krishna 的这个逍遥时光创造了很多的条件。
So just as we understand Krishna by serving Balaram, we understand Lord Chaitanya by serving Lord Nityananda.
所以说呢，就好像是我们是通过服务主 Balaram 呢，然后就去接近主 Krishna。同样的，我们通过去服务主 Nityananda， 也就可以获得 Mahaprabhu 的仁慈。下一个问题 ，Radha Priya， 顶拜他们感谢您的精彩讲课，感谢 Krishna Premi Mataji 的甜美翻译。您今天讲到 Vaishnava 的美好品质，对于没有培养出 Vaishnava 26项品质的人，是否有资格获得 Krishna Premi？ 对于已经有了Krishna Prema 的奉献者，就一定会有这些美好的品质，对吗 ？Hare Krishna, thank you, Prabhu, for your wonderful class and the translation. So today the theme of your topic is Vaishnava's beautiful qualities. So for those who haven't cultivated all the 26 items of Vaishnava qualities, do they have the qualification to attain Krishna Prema? For those who already attain Krishna Prema, cannot understand that they are bound to have these kind of wonderful qualities. Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada explains that out of all these 26 qualities,
那释迦帕帕是这样解释的，就是在这二十六项品质之中
，you need one，
其中有一项品质
，and that one leads you to the others。
那么这一项品质呢，它就可以让你有这项品质做基础，就其他的品质就不请自来。
And that's humility。
这个就是要做谦卑。
Prabhupada says if you have humility, not only you get the other qualities, but you can enter the spiritual world.
释迦帕帕他说，你只要有谦卑这一项品质的话呢，你不仅仅可以培养出其他的这个二十五项品质，而且呢，你还可以直接就进入灵性世界。
And that's the main and only quality which is required to cultivate.
那这一项品质，就是这个谦卑的这项品质呢，是一个奉献者必须要培养的品质。
To have any hope to get any service to Krishna.
就是只有这样的一项品质，一个人才有希望能够获得对 Krishna 的服务。Okay. 下一个问题来自于 Hari Kanta。David Dasi, 顶拜帕布顶拜翻译，一个人具有优秀的品质，不但影响自己的一生，还可以带动他人，这是毋庸置疑的。Gurukula 学校培养学生 Vaishnava 的品质，然而这些学生注定要走向社会，要维系自己的生存。如果成家还要维系家庭的生活，有些人还要赡养父母等等，那么他们靠什么维系呢？谢谢。It's definitely true that when someone cultivates some good qualities, he is not only being influenced by his own qualities, but also he has great impacts onto others so that you can lead others. This is for sure. So you mentioned that the aim of the Gurukul school is to cultivate the students' Vaishnava qualities. However, these students have to go to the society and they have to maintain their own existence and also to make to establish their own families, and also they have to maintain the needs of the family. Some of them even have to help their parents. So what's the basis of all these maintenance if they what they learn is just some good qualities in school?
That's true.
你说的没有错.
However,
但是呢,
people don't put any limitation to how much they need to work hard to make a living.
就是说不是所有的人都把这个维系家庭成家立业的这个标准定的是那么高的。
Actually, a devotee does not need very much.
就是说一个奉献者呢,实际上他非常简朴,他不需要太多。
And we have to look at it from the material point of view, and we have to look at it from the spiritual point of view.
就是我们不仅要从物质的这个角度来看,还要从这个灵性的角度来看。
It's not that you spend 10 or 15 years or 20 years in a gurukul, and then everybody says, goodbye and good luck.
并不是说你在一个Gurukul的这个学校里面学了十年、十五年，然后你就此告别这个Gurukul了，所有的人都跟你说再见，就是说就再也没有联系了，不是这样。Obviously,
the amount of time you've spent cultivating these qualities, Krishna is going to make all sorts of arrangements.
就是说因为你花了这么多的时间在Gurukul里面去培养这些品格，经过这些学习，所以Krishna相应的也会为你做出很多的安排。
So the qualities that you cultivate will match what you require to be peaceful and maintain yourself materially.
所以说呢，你所得到的在这个学校里面的这些培养的这个品质，其实就是足以让你在这个生活当中去很好的维系自己的生活，而且不管在任何的情况下面，都可以保持内心的这种平和从容。 Yeah.
In other words, I have seen over the years, I have seen over the years,
换句话说就是这么多年来,
some boys or girls who have graduated from the Gurukul, and if you look at their life today, they make sure that they have enough money to cover their expenses, but they are not obsessed with making tons of money. They just want to make enough money to pay their bills so they can be peaceful to practice Krishna
consciousness. 他们就是能够挣到足够的这个钱去很好的去维系自己的生活，那没有这样的一种生存的这个忧虑，但是呢，他们也不会说非常执着于要挣多少多少的这个钱，他们只要挣到一定的钱，能够很好的去维系自己的生活，保持这种平衡，这样他们就可以保持一种平和的这种心境去修习 Krishna 知觉了。
So when you invest in Krishna consciousness, Krishna invests in you.
所以这个是同样的这个道理，就是当你为 Krishna 投资的话， Krishna 反过来呢，他也会对你有所投入的。
Whereas on the material platform, you have kids who work so hard in their education, they have zero guarantee of getting a job.
那现在的这个是物质世界的这个很多的这个孩子，他们就是为这个前面的这个学校的这个教育投入了极大的这种精力，各个方面的这种投入，但是他们毕业之后也未必就能够 找到一份工作，维系好自己的生活。
Parents are pushing their kids to get diplomas, and they can't even get a job.
就是他们的父母处心积虑啊，就是逼着自己的孩子得拿到怎么样的一个学位，但是这个孩子他可能毕业了，但是连工作都找不到，这种情况也是很常见的。
So the idea is not to become materially prosperous. The idea is that you can get by materially, so you can spend your time cultivating Krishna consciousness.
所以呢，奉献者的这个目标和物质主义者是不一样的。他的目标不是说要在物质上面要积累多好的财富，他的目标就是说我在物质上面能够赠有足够的这个钱，能够维持住正常的这个生活，那么我就把我更多的这种精力平和的放在修习 Krishna 知觉，培养这种灵性的知觉上。
So, it's a question of choice.
所以呢，这个是取决于每一个人的选择。
I have not seen gurukulis who dive into a huge career and then are obsessed with making tons of money.
到目前为止，我还没有看到一些 gurukuli， 就是说 gurukula 学校。这个毕业的这些孩子长大之后呢，就是说完全沉浸在这个挣钱当中，想着是怎么样去发展一个这个多么巨大的这种事业。
I mean, I could give you many examples of gurukulis that I personally know who have a brilliant position materially speaking, but it's not important to them.
当然还有一些咕噜库尔的学校的这些孩子毕业生，他们在这个物质上面也是非常有成就的，但是这并不是他们生活的这个重点，他们并没有把自己的这种精力投入到那个上面去。
So, in other words, to answer your question, it's all about priorities.
所以呢，去这个要回答你这个问题的话，其实关键就是在于一个人他自己的这个在生活当中，他是在这个优先顺序上，他是怎么排序的？就是什么对他来说是最重要的
？And this is why Prabhupada wanted to create these communities. Prabhupada was very, very bold and very confident. He knew that when you build up a community, Krishna will provide everyone.
这就是希拉帕巴为什么这么专一而坚定的一定要建立一个奉献者的一个社团，是因为他知道当一个社团能够全面的建立起来的时候， Krishna 他是会提供给奉献者一切的。
And when Prabhupada said everyone, he included both devotees and non-devotees. Prabhupada used to say, "Welcome, welcome, come to us."
他是的，爸爸，他其实还不仅仅指的只是去维系奉献者，也包括了非奉献者。是的，爸爸总是会这个张开这个双臂去，也去迎接那些。非奉献者，让他们来呀、啊，来呀、啊，加入我们。
The only reason why people struggle is because they want privacy.
为什么现在的人他们这么的挣扎？其实就想是有自己的一个私人的空间，他们想要自己的一个私密生活。
And privacy was never part of Chinese traditional culture.
但是从中国的这种传统的文化来说的话，建立起这么一个。个人的这种私密生活，个人的这种生活，就是从来都不是中国文化中的一个部分。
Privacy is a Western lifestyle, not a Chinese lifestyle.
那是一种西方人在他们的文化背景下产生出来的一种生活方式，但是从中国的传统来说，始终不是这样的。
You want to have your own apartment, you want to be away from the rest of the family, you want to have your own job, your own car.Of course, you will struggle.
那因为现在在中国的情况就是，你都想有自己的一个独立的一个家庭，有买自己的房子，有自己的车，然后呢，就是远离双方的这个家庭，然后还要有孩子，要有自己的这种小生活。那当然了，你自己就两个人这么去建立这样的一个家，当然是需要付出非常大的代价，要有很多的挣扎的。
You live in a community, you will be taken care of.
但是如果你是生活在一个社区里面的话，就是在一个大家庭里面的话，其实很多需求是自然的就会得到满足的。下一个问题来自于 Nagan。Hare Krishna, Dimbai, Radha Charan Guru 的莲花族，我想了解一下怎样的孩子才有资格进入 Guru School， 具有哪些的要求，每年的学费大概是多少？ It's a practical question. Thank you very much. I think that's my humble obeisance at your lotus feet, Radha Charan Guru. My question is, what kind of child is eligible to go to Guru School?Enter Guru Pura, is there any requirement? And what about the annual fee, annual expenses or tuition for a child?
Annual fee, I don't know. I can find out and let you know.
每年的学费现在具体是多少？我还不太清楚。我可以问出来以后告诉你。
I think that they take boys from the age of 10.
我想呢，他们是要求这个孩子从就是十岁之后。进入 group, not there's little baby whistle,
maybe younger than that.
应该是比还要更小，
But
五六岁就可以。
The most important that they have changed is that when a child enters the Gurukul, the parents have to live in the community.
但是他们现在就是说有一个新的政策的改变，这个跟最早期的时候是不一样的，就是他们要求。如果一个孩子进入到孤父的话，一定 是要有父母陪伴，或者父亲或者母亲陪伴。
You can't bring your child to Mayapur and go back to China. They will not take your child.
也就是说呢，这个父母双方至少有一位，他们应该就生活在 Mayapur 啊，就是说陪伴着这个孩子们，不能说你把孩子丢在这儿了，然后你自己就回中国去生活了，这个是他们不能接受的。OK， 下一个问题，大家渴望好的联谊和深入的学习，都在积极利用工作之余学习。你讲的对，是要承担更多的责任，去努力成为他人好的联谊的对象。This is Smokey for comment on your answers. Yes, it's right that everyone is thirsty for good association, a deeper studies. That's why we all use our free time out of our work to study. What you said is quite right, that we have to take more responsibilities to try to become, to try to offer good association to others. 道奇继续询问，上面与研习经验对于一起一并休息时间的人哪个更重要？顶外他们的莲花族。Which is more important for someone who has practiced Krishna consciousness for over 10 years, the holy name or the study of the scriptures?
What's the most important?
Between these two, holy name, shastra, which is more important?
They go side by side.
这个圣名和研习经典呢，完全是并行的。
But the chanting is definitely more important.
但是毫无疑问，这个念诵是更加的重要。
Because the chanting is what brings you back to Krishna.
因为是这个圣名，这个念诵把你带回到Krishna 那里的。
Shastra is there to.Destroy doubts.
经典的目的就是要驱除疑惑。
Shastra is there to give association.
经典呢，提供给我们联谊。
And Shastra is there to confirm what you realize through the chanting.
那经典也是为了要去确认你通过念诵主的圣名而得来的觉悟。
But ultimately, the pure chanting brings you back to Krishna.
但是终极而言的话，是纯粹的念圣名的念诵，把你带回家园，带回到 Krishna 身边。
It doesn't mean that we should neglect the shastra.
但是这并不意味着我们就可以忽略经典了。OK， 小小仆人，顶拜他不顶拜翻译，在奉献者的团队中，大多数人都还没有达到完美。奉献者之间也经常出现不和谐的现象，怎么才能跟奉献者和睦相处，共同服务好 Krishna？ My humble obeisances to Prabhu and the translators. And in the community of the devotees, most of us haven't attained perfection. Therefore, we always have some inharmony between the devotees. So, how to get along?With devotees in a nice way so that we can serve Krishna together nicely.
Perfection is what everybody is still trying to get all over the world in the Vaishnava community.
你说到的这个完美，现在是全世界各地的这个奉献者都非常努力的一个目标。
Perfection is when you accept Krishna within your heart.
所谓完美就是在你的心中已经完完全全的接受了 Krishna.
Perfection is when you see yourself as an eternal humble servant of the Supreme Lord.
完美意味着你完全的视自己为 Krishna 的永恒的仆人，谦卑的仆人。
So compared to being in the company of non-devotees, even to be in the company of devotees, even if these devotees are not mature, that is perfection.
所以较之于跟非奉献者联谊，你跟奉献者的联谊，哪怕这样的联谊之中，这个奉献者还是充满着这个缺陷，然后也。之间也有一些矛盾，那这也是一种完美，就是较之于非奉献者的联谊和奉献者的联谊，哪怕是不理想的，也是一种完美。
Devotees are like rough diamonds.
奉献者就好像是还没有经过雕琢的这个宝石一样。
A diamond is a diamond. Sometimes it's polished.And shiny, sometimes it's covered with dirt.
就是宝石终归是宝石，有的时候这个宝石是落在尘土里面的，你看不到它的光芒。但是有的宝石它已经经过了一些雕琢，已经经过了把它擦亮了，所以它的光芒已经展示出来了。
So next time you are with the devotees, look at them as diamonds.
所以呢，下一次当你去看这个奉献者的时候，你要把他们看成是宝石。
And then help each other polish those diamonds.
互相都视为是钻石，然后互相的去就是擦亮。
Okay, we're going to stop now because it's getting late for everyone.
那我们今天的讲课就到这里了，现在对大家来说也都有些晚了。
Today is Ekadashi.
今天是 Ekadashi.
So please make sure you follow Ekadashi and don't eat any grains.
所以呢，请大家呢就是遵守 Ekadashi， 不要食用五谷和豆类。
If you have the opportunity, chant your 16 rounds and more.
如果说有可能的话呢，可以多念这个圈数啊，不仅仅是16圈，在16圈的基础上可以再多念一些。OK。Sumuki Rada， 还有问题吗？你在那个打字。I think it's just thank you something like that. Not sure. It's quite exciting.
Okay, thank you very much, Sumukhi Radha Mataji. Thank you, Krishna Premi, for the translation. Thank you to all the devotees for your excellent questions. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Kashadeshi Yatra Ki Jai, Go Premanande Haribo.
昆达之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的《Chaitanya念经》就到这里结束了。我们现在讲到的是中篇逍遥《玛迦利拉》的第22章《奉爱服务的程序》，讲到了第82世界。感谢大家今天的聆听，祝大家度过一个充满着 Krishna 视觉的 Ekadashi 日，谢谢大家的收听 ，Hare Krishna。